Hello and welcome to Everything Estates, and we are still on the topic of sustainability. Back here again at Loseley Fields and with the Eco Club at Loseley Fields. We're in the beautiful Field Study Centre building, and now we're with the Key Stage 2 Eco Club. So we've got pupils from year 3, 4, 5 and 6. And so hello there. Hi all. Okay, so thank you very much for coming today and taking time out to talk to me. Mrs. Davis, who's also here.
Hello.
Has said that you're working on some really exciting projects at the moment. So would anyone like to tell me about them?
So every year we particularly want to speak out to world leaders. So we work on a different, there's the Conference of Parties where the world leaders meet together to try and decide what they're going to do collectively about climate change. And for the last 3 years, we've created videos about what the children would like to say to those world leaders. So Freya, do you remember the one that we did for the last COP? Do you remember that video? Could you tell us anything about it? Remember when we were out by the pond? Can you remember what messages we were saying to world leaders? Or is that putting you too much on the spot?
I just forgot.
We had lots of things we wanted to say, didn't we? Do you remember anything, Mabel, from that?
Stop rich people from chucking bottles in the oceans and also
smiley
faces.
Yeah. So we talked lots, didn't we, about there was in COP29 there was lots about how it was the poorest countries who suffer the most, where the rich countries are doing a lot of the pollution and that kind of thing, and they're also they're burning lots of fossil fuels, and so how they need to really take responsibility for that and help out the poorer countries who are suffering and they can't mitigate against the awful, you know, droughts and floods and things that they have going on in their countries. So we did some work on that, didn't we? There's the Loss and Damage Fund that you talked about.
Okay.
Joey, can you remember anything else from it?
Really?
It was a while ago, wasn't it?
It was a while ago. What does COP stand for? Who can tell me?
We did learn it, but it's I had to re-look it up. It's one of those things, isn't
right,
it?
Right, absolutely.
And it's Conference of Parties.
Conference of Parties, okay.
But it just means the world leaders, really.
Right, okay. Yes.
So it's a United Nations thing.
Right.
People are trying to work together, aren't they? Which is really positive.
And how long has that been going on for, the Conference of Parties? So you've got COP29, so each year
I think there's different ones, but this is the climate one,
right.
So it was 29
right,
last year, so it will be 30 this year.
Yes.
And that, you might have heard of the Paris Agreement,
yes,
which was where the world leaders decided that they were going to commit to what the climate scientists were saying was a really important no more than 1.5 degrees rise in global temperature.
Yes, I heard, I was reading about that, yes. Mm. And so they've agreed, haven't they, on that?
Yes.
How that's going to happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's the question.
Yes,
and that's what we wanted to get our voices across on. We wanted to speak to world leaders. So we have done a few videos, and actually the one a few years ago we did with animated Sylvanian families and Lego, and a few of you guys were involved with that, weren't you? And it got shared thousands of times, and Jeremy Hunt, who is our MP and in central government then, he also shared it and engaged with it. So
wow, that's brilliant.
Well, he just did see it.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful.
That's very good. Yes. Very good. So not to world leaders, but do you have any things that you would like to say to the teachers within the Trust of how they can look after our planet and how they can become more sustainable and be more considerate towards the planet? What would you say?
Have you got some top tips?
Don't use as much glitter as some teachers do.
Don't use as much
glitter.
Glitter. Mm. Okay. Yes, because that's
microplastics.
Yes, the microplastics in it. Yes.
Very good advice.
Very interesting. Yeah. Very good. Anyone else?
Don't throw plastic in the water.
Don't throw plastic. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Don't use as much rubbish, because then even if you do throw it in the bin, it ends up in the sea.
Yeah, often. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't litter.
Don't litter. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And your last, the last eco club from Key Stage One were telling, they were saying that litter picking, they like to do the litter picking, don't they? That's a really important thing to, if you do litter, or if you see anyone littering, then pick it up, because it's,
We've actually decided as a club, haven't we, that we're going to do a litter pick for our community. So we're going to invite all families in the school together, and we're going to try and get different community groups together one Saturday morning, and we're going to try and make it a thing that we do maybe once every half term or so, where we get everyone together and we do a local litter pick.
That's really good.
Because we do bits and pieces individually, don't we? And sometimes around school as well. But actually, if we can get everyone working together, that's the way we can get things changed, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's spreading the word, isn't it? And educating people.
Mm.
Absolutely. Yeah. So lovely to hear your top tips. Thank you very much. What's going on in Eco Club at the moment?
We're making this garden.
Yeah.
And we're doing these fences with willow bits.
Beautiful.
We're going to papier-mâché, I think, like these animals to go in the garden.
Wow, that's great. What kind of animals?
Hedgehogs, and we're going to have two rabbits.
Oh, all right.
And maybe we could have foxes.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Very good. That sounds really good fun.
Yeah.
Why did you join Eco Club out of interest? What kind of spurred you on to want to join Eco Club? Anyone? Yeah?
Because it helps the planet.
Yeah. Helps the planet. Yeah? Mm. Anything else?
I wanted to know more about nature and how the world is like what the world's doing to it.
Right, okay. Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. And what have you learned? Have you learned anything? What's the kind of, what have you found interesting whilst being part of Eco Club?
All of the animals around here that we have in the pond and stuff.
Yes, yeah, and all their habitats and their life cycles, and I always remember loving that when I was your age.
It's good fun, isn't it, looking at the pond. Just how much life it sustains. Actually, it's interesting.
It's its own little universe, isn't it? There's so much going on in a pond.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Amber, did you?
No.
That's quiet.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to speak to you. Thank you very much for all your top tips. It was great to hear all about Eco Club. And thank you for looking after the planet. Okay, thanks very much, and see you again soon. So thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye. Bye.